even before the one-day summit got underway on Monday, demonstrators were out in force. They waved signs both for and against the Northern Pass transmission line, and another group, Tar Sands Free New England, decried any expansion of fossil fuel infrastructure. Dorian Williams of the Massachusetts-based Better Future Project was one of them.
All the New England governors signed a letter to NEPL asking that they increase electric ratepayers' fees in order to pay for Kinder Morgan and Spectra to be building these pipelines. It is not in the public interest. It is actually incredibly destructive to the public. So the fact that we would be paying for that infrastructure is abhorrent. And so we are.
But inside the Mount Washington Hotel, these hardly made the agenda. Instead, there was a forum on, quote, energy innovations for a competitive economy, focused largely on R&D.
There's a little bit of kind of like Kremlin watching.
Jim Monahan is with the DuPont Group, a lobbying firm that does work for independent power plant owners. He says this event is all about reading between the lines of what is said publicly.
So I know there's, you know, beyond the public events here, there's a lot of informal activity, and I think it takes some time before they reach any consensus before they come out and publicly announce anything.
There were two of the five Canadian premiers in attendance and five of the six New England governors. New Hampshire's Governor Maggie Hassan said creating jobs was the focus of the conference for her, but beyond that, or even on how specifically to do that, finding public consensus seemed difficult. But Seth Kaplan, a vice president at the Boston-based Conservation Law Foundation, says just because little is said publicly doesn't mean these meetings are inconsequential. He says some of the issues that drew out the protesters started as abstract conversations at this same summit a few years back.
So what is now unfolding in a fairly messy and contentious way around the southern New England states talking about coming together to buy, whether it's renewable energy or power from hydro and such, developed out of this forum.
Last September, at the last meeting of the governors and premiers, they passed a resolution stating that the group affirmed its support for that effort to come together and pay for energy infrastructure together. This time around, there was no mention of the effort in the resolutions. That led some attendees to speculate that perhaps charging electric ratepayers for big hydropower transmission lines and natural gas pipelines is not such an easy sell. But Connecticut's Governor Daniel Malloy was quick to dispel that notion, pointing out New England electric customers paid $3 billion more in electricity costs this winter because there isn't enough natural gas pipeline in the ground. In a press conference following the event, Malloy said the governors are still committed to getting more gas pipeline built.
It is unacceptable that our customers would pay year after year after year, potentially, that kind of premium. So we're going to address it.
But even if the price tag for a natural gas and electric transmission build-out were to wind up on regional electric bills, Governor Hassan reemphasized that any power line would have to be okayed by the state it passes through.
What we have agreed as New England governors is that all decisions about how to bring energy to our states will honor each state's requirements for how you site it and will honor each state's natural resources, culture, history, and economy.
These statements track closely with what the governors have said in the past on energy issues. So not many clues there for those outside the gates trying to read the tea leaves. The actual resolution on energy that the governors and premiers adopted outlines basically two things. An energy committee will organize a forum to talk about the energy landscape at the end of the year, and after that forum, they'll report back on what they've found. In other words, stay tuned. Nothing is final yet. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.